What we saw as a major problem in 2012 was policy inconsistent. The government planning dashboard was incorrect. And that resulted in the country not getting adequate capacity to attract the much needed foreign money, project financing for our power and infrastructure projects, and the general capacity, you know, revitalization in industry. So we did not post much progress in 2012 rather than the, you know, consolidation of stability of the gains that were brought in by the introduction of multi-currencies and the few economic activities that happened since 2009. It is also evident that if you looked at the report back of the medium-term plan, we missed most of the targets. Certainly, 2018, the environment looks bright. However, there is only a dark cloud that we continue to get concerned with. It is the political question leading to electioneering. And the communication coming from the authorities that be continues to also put uncertainty to business planning, because we actually don't know when the referendum is coming in, when the election is coming in, and I hope and trust that political protagonists would know that this is an indication which needs to be given to private sector and business to plan accordingly.
Have you tried to engage the politicians on the 2013 processes?
We have engaged and we continue to participate in the processes. We have been a part of the COPAC discussions at every engagement, and we expect now, as we come back after the holiday, to engage now in terms of underscoring the need for peace that doesn't destabilize business, the need for correct communication to ensure that confidence is not lost. We are going to engage as well for the need to be an electioneering nation that knows productive sectors need to survive. And I think that will be done as we come into the first quarter of next year.